to Spalling, did well, brought it to ground. Handball off to Smith, weaves through traffic, into end footy! Great goal from the Bulldogs!
Magnificent.
Clay Smith's in. Hello to you, mate.
G'day, boys.
55 games, 43 goals, Bill. Yep. A premiership in 2016. But, Clay, not only were you an unbelievably important player that day, but the 6 weeks you put together leading into that yourself were extraordinary. You peaked at exactly the right time, and so did your club.
Yeah, I've had us talk about this a few times with a couple of boys, and if I had a chance to put a few good weeks together, it was probably that year, and I was pretty lucky. I did three knees in the years prior, and I was just lucky that the grand final year I was all right and I was healthy. So
but if
I missed that year, I would have been spilled.
That last couple of months, you just caught fire. You could not do anything wrong. The Sharon was following you into the showers.
It was nice to finally get into some form and put some games together because I hadn't since my first 2 years. So it was good to get some back-to-back goals.
Got it here, Jim. In those four finals we're talking about here, he kicked 8 goals, kicked 4 in one of them, magnificent. Averaged 18 disposals, 4 goals and 26 touches in that prelim, but also a record number of tackles that a lot of people don't talk about, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was talking to Gia this morning. He said, and make sure you mention the tackles. Yep. But you were on fire, as Jim said. The ball would just fall in your lap there a couple of times. You were kicking goals, and that would be the best 4 weeks, I reckon, for any footballer at all. Just the mateship and winning and things that all just come together.
It's definitely the best 4 weeks of footy I've ever been involved in. Just from game to game, it just got better. You wouldn't have thought it would have after the West Coast game. We celebrated pretty well and we're pretty happy, but it was the first final we won together as a team and with Bevo, and he said to enjoy it on the day, and when we wake up tomorrow we'll worry about the next side, but he said to enjoy the moment, and we sort of did that for 4 weeks.
Now, I'll go back here, Jim. It's a really good player's voice. The Players Association does it. I had a good read of this because early on, you're playing some good footy. You played 30 games out of the possible 36 in your first 2 years.
Yeah, I played 14 in my first year, and then I played 16 of the first 18 in the second year. So,
unbelievable. And you're earning good money, doing what you loved. Then you hurt your knee, and then you're out for 1 year. Exactly 12 months to the day you come back against Essendon and hurt it again. And then it took another year and a bit, and then you obviously did your knee again. And you actually went back out on the ground the third time, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did. Too much controversy from a few people. But, I remember that Murph just kicking a little short ball to me on the wing and come down and landed and sort of hyperextended my knee and wasn't sure at the time if I did do it, and got the check down in the rooms and got the bad news. But I was still able to jog around and change direction a little bit down there from the strength in my leg. So I said to them, can I go back out there? And they said, well, it's up to you. So I was still able to run around. I didn't know if I was ever going to play out on an AFL field again. So, went back out. Didn't last very long.
And Mitch Honeychurch came up to you, didn't he?
Mitchy.
He said, are you all right? You said, well, I've done my ACL.
It's probably not the answer he's looking for.
And he said, what are you doing out here? And you said, oh, well, I can still run.
Yeah.
That's unreal, isn't it?
Jeez. Well, I didn't know how many games I had left in me, so... Yeah.
But to be in that position, Clay, this is why yours is a great story, I reckon, to be in that position where you think, I'm actually cooked. I've had so much bad luck with my knee, this could well be, in fact, likely to be the end for me. And to then come back and put that season together and those 8 weeks together and then play in a premiership, that when you were sitting in the rooms afterwards, you must think, wow, what a great result this is, given what I've gone through.
Yeah, it was. I was actually pretty stoked, and I probably didn't believe it at the time that I actually got through that many games, and each game was sort of like a blessing. I was like, please don't break now. I was starting to play well, and we're going to play finals, and I was just praying that it didn't happen again, and I was lucky enough to get through, and that 4 weeks is probably the best 4 weeks of my life, apart from getting married.
We'll talk about that with the lovely Sarah, of course. She's taken on her surname, which I like that, Jim. But also, so have you hurt the knee again, or is it just like bone on bone or something now?
I had a little incident up in a camp in Mooloolaba in early January. I probably put together my best pre-season in my 7 years.
And this year?
Yeah. It was absolutely flying, and... probably the best I've felt, and we had a camp pre-season up in Torquay before Christmas, and was winning time trials and stuff, and and then unfortunately we got to Mooloolaba and it was about the third day in, and just had a little tweak during the training session, was a bit sore, and we didn't think it was too bad. We thought it'd just come back, it might be a little 2 weeks just offload, but she never got better from that day.
Mm.
Jeez.
Hey, can you stick around? We want to talk about the Dogs at the minute, but also about Gum Gully Farm, Bill.
Gum Gully.
Have a look at some of these photos. Oh, no. Jeez, Clay's done a
lovely deer.
Way too well. Now, let's talk a bit of Bulldogs with you, Clay, because we all watched that incredible final series that we were talking about in the last break. Won the flag, playing the most amazing, manic, pressuring football with a young, talented squad. So we all, you know, who aren't inside the tent, looked and thought, hello, this could be sort of 4 or 5 years of this group growing together and emerging. And if they won a flag at the start, and imagine sort of what they're capable of, what's happened since then?
Yeah, that's probably what a lot of people thought. And we probably thought we're going to go all right for a little while too. But there's been a few injuries along the way to some probably key players early on. And then we sort of just lost our way a little bit in that next year and sort of became the hunted and team sort of outworked us, I guess, and worked out how we wanted to play. And we didn't really have the strategies at the time to sort of combat that. And everyone's going to get better over the preseason. And yeah, we probably just didn't take that next step. But yeah, it was a little bit disappointing last year, but we were looking to probably get back on the right foot this year, but injuries haven't been too good to us again. So we probably won probably a little bit premature, as everyone's probably thought, but it doesn't matter how you win them as long as
it always
counts. But we've still got a pretty young list, and I think most games this year we've pretty much fielded the younger side, so it's always going to be tough with that.
Was there, in retrospect, was there too much partying done? Was there did boys celebrate too hard?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
You'd be the main one.
everyone enjoyed himself, but we come back, hit the ground running that pre-season, and a lot of the boys were putting together some PB times and looking good, and it just didn't fall the right way, I guess.
Yeah, so just can't work it out. When we're not in the tent, and you hear stories and all that, but it was an unbelievable win and just struggling. Now, I wanted to ask you about Sarah, because we've got to ask you Sarah, because you met Sarah during she didn't jump on early days. She had to, you got together when you'd done a knee.
I think. I was actually on a break and went back to band, started to see a couple of mates. They were flying out overseas for a trip, and went back to catch up and go to the pub with them, and bumped into her there.
Well, you would have known her, I dare say.
I actually didn't know her that I knew of her, but grew up in the same town for... It's not that big, but she's got me by a few years, 3 years.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, so she's a bit of a cougar, but...
no, she's lovely.
She is lovely, yes. But I knew of her, but we never really met before that.
Oh, and then, of course, got married, so she's been through,
the good and the bad times.
Exactly. Tell us about Gum Gully Farm, because there's reindeer. Probably not reindeer, are they?
People thought they were photoshopped into the actual thing. We had people comment and say they're not real, and I was like, well, they are. Beautiful little farm up in Sylvan in the Dandenong Ranges.
Right.
Luckily, we bumped into that. We had a weekend off one day and had a wedding expo on and went out and had a look, and we ended up booking in about 5 things that day and knocked off half of it, and then we didn't touch it for about 14 months, and we left ourselves scrambling for the last 6. But it's a beautiful little spot out there and full setup and big old farm and brick floor and open fireplaces, and she's
now,
good.
Tell us about the naming here, please, because this is fascinating.
Yeah, had a few questions about that also. It was a pretty simple conversation, just sitting at home one day, and Sarah brought it up and just said, would you consider doing it? And I said, I didn't even ask why. I said, it's fine with me. It doesn't really affect me too much. But her dad's the only one left. He doesn't have any brothers or anything and had 2 daughters. So there was no more Donahue's left. And it was just sort of pretty much just to keep the family name going. And it wasn't ever going to change mine. I would have still been the same with footy and stuff like that. More so for the kids and just to keep her name and that going. It meant a lot to her family. I said to her, change my life a whole lot, just changing one name. So
your name now is Clay O'Donoghue Smith.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyone call you that?
Nope. No, I think it's more for the kids.
No, good on. And you're a farm boy, band style. Tell us what animals you got at home at the minute.
Yeah, you got a few. Got 3 dogs, snake, and 2 guinea pigs.
Snake.
Got a python.
This is enormous. I don't mind. I'm not like Sam Newman, who is terrified of snakes. Yeah. I don't mind actually holding them, as long as I know they're not going to bite me.
Yeah, she's never bit anyone in 6 years, probably 5, 6
but
years.
Now, you're talking about kids and things. What about, how does that all go?
Yeah, it probably won't be coming out when they're pretty young, but... They might get a hold when we're a bit older.
So three dogs. What do you got? A husky?
Yeah, I got a husky and two staffies.
Righto. Two guinea pigs.
Yep.
Guinea pigs don't last long around the snake. No.
They're actually pretty hardy. They've been around for probably a year now.
Really?
Which probably didn't think they were going to last so long. We had a rabbit before that, and unfortunately it didn't last. And Sarah got a bit upset, and she didn't really want to get any more guinea pigs or anything like that because they might not last as long as she couldn't cope real well. So they've actually been pretty good.
And what now for Clay O'Donoghue-Smith?
Pretty much relaxing at the moment, playing a lot of golf. But, yeah, looking at getting into the work site in the city, and got a mate that's probably going to help me out and put me on there, and just doing some steel fixing in the city. I just went and seen him before this actually and got some forms and already had my white card ready to get on the job site. So I was halfway there.
Yeah, join the union.
Yeah, get in the union, mate. If it rains, go home.
That's it.
But yeah, so probably get into that at the moment, but I'll take some time off over the next couple of weeks. I'm still going into the club a couple of days and catching up with the boys and having lunch and stuff. So once that's all happened though, I'll get probably into the real world and working 9 to 5 or 7 to 3. Yeah, I think I'll be up pretty early. It'll be a 7 o'clock start, so I better get used to getting up at 5:30.
That's it. Well, you'll hear us on the way home.
Yeah.
All the building sites. Who out of your playing career are you closest to? In 10 years' time, who will you still be having a beer with?
Probably Libba and Dal. Jackie Redpath, probably still be playing a lot of golf with Tori. Me and Tori and Jongy and Locke play probably twice a week. Yeah. Then Lucas Webb, good gippy boy down there. He's from Lakes and pretty close with him. So there's a few that I'll hopefully catch up with. Dale was actually awesome the other day. He brought around a photo of me and him from the grand final holding the cup up and read a little note on the back. So
that
was a bit sweet of him.
Yeah. Redpath, how's he going? Because he's a bit same boat as you.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of trouble with the knee as well, and I think he's struggling to get up and run at the moment. But he's still got contract for next year, and I think he's happy to stay. So I don't know if he'll get back this year, but hopefully get a rest over there off season and hit the ground running next year. Same as Pico. I think he's going to wait until next year. He's going along well, but I think he just announced that he's going to wait till next year. Yeah. So.
And the reunions every 10 years, mate, for the rest of your life, you'll be able to pile down.
That's been spoken about.
Yeah, how good will that be?
Yeah, I said I better come back for that. You'll never get rid of me for those.
Who's been the best player? The player, just one, play alongside.
With?
I love playing with Libba. When me and him are up and running, he's unreal. He gets the ball out to you and you don't know how, and loves a bit of chit chat, and he's always there to back me up, and normally in a scrap somewhere, so he's normally the first one to run in.
Yeah. And most underrated?
Most underrated. Zane Cordy, in probably the last couple of years that I've played with him, he's been unreal. Dale Morris by far though, over my career. Most underrated player ever. He just does the job, and he's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, well done.
Yes.
You've had an incredible journey. You got through some amazing setbacks, which would have flattened most.
Yep.
And then you ended up a premiership player for the club you love. What a great thing. Good luck with everything that's coming up. Thanks for dropping in.
Thanks, boys.
It's the Rush Hour Triple M.